हम आपके लिए लेकर आए हैं सेकेंडरी लेवल का प्रोग्राम, और सेकेंडरी लेवल में हम लेके आए हैं डेटा एंट्री ऑपरेशन सब्जेक्ट, और हम बात करेंगे बेसिक्स ऑफ स्प्रेडशीट के बारे में। और जानकारी देने के लिए हमारे साथ मौजूद है हमारी एक्सपर्ट मिस राधिका बी। मैम आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है हमारे साथ।
लर्नर्स, वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट बेसिक्स ऑफ स्प्रेडशीट। व्हेन वी से स्प्रेडशीट, सो स्प्रेडशीट इज अ लार्ज शीट हैविंग द डेटा एंड इन्फॉर्मेशन arranged in the form of rows and columns. So you can imagine a table, a large table where you will be having rows and columns of information. So here you can enter any data and you can do manipulation, you can perform calculation, you can perform the arithmetic operations like addition, subtraction, multiplication, division also. You can sort the numbers, characters according to the given criteria. And you can also use simple financial and mathematical functions and statistical formulas on this data. So you can imagine, you know, a table which is having the data and information on that. You can apply different formulas and functions on those data. You can also insert the charts and you can sort the data. So when you want to sort the data, what you will do, you will be manually arranging. But in the Excel spreadsheet, if you do the sorting, if you apply the sorting, automatically the order will be arranged in the form of like capital A to Z if you want to do, or from the Z to A if it is any name or any institution name or something. If you want to arrange the character data, you can arrange it from the A to Z or Z to A, that is from the ascending order or the descending order. Or in the same way, you can arrange the numbers accordingly as per the ascending or descending order. So here you don't have to do it manually. You can just apply the sorting option, then it will be doing the alphabetical arranging or ascending or descending order. It will be doing automatically, and you can enter any number of values. So there are the last row will be having, since more than it will occupy more than 1000 or 2000, 3000, 4000 data. So you can enter any data. The last last column number will be it's in something Z alphabet. The column will be there. Even in the row, it will be more than a lakh. So you can enter any data. So you can enter a large amount of data. The Excel 2007 last row number will be 1048576. So you can imagine that how many rows and columns of information you can enter in your particular Excel spreadsheet. So in by default you will be having a 3 spreadsheet. If you want you can add more worksheets in the same spreadsheet. So you can think about each sheet will be having these many rows, and the column will be of 16384 columns you can have. So you can enter a large data in one worksheet. In the same way, you can add more worksheets. If you want, you can keep on insert or delete the other worksheets. So when we say about spreadsheets, so first we should understand what are the features are there. There are a number of features that are available in Excel to make your task easier. Some of the tasks like auto sum, list autofill, autofill, auto shapes, wizard, drag and drop, charts, pivot table, and shortcut menus. So first, what is AutoSum? AutoSum, it helps you to add the contents of the cluster of adjacent cells. So if you fill some data and you want to find out the final total value of those numbers, you can just click on the AutoSum button. It will be adding all the list of numbers and it will be giving you on the adjacent cell. So if you want to change the data range, you can do it. You can click on the sum button and you can modify that. We can discuss later in the session. Next, autofill, list autofill automatically extends the cell formatting when a new item is added to the end of the list. Suppose I'm entering the information like 1 2 3 4 5 6. If I do list autofill, it will fill the rest of the values, rest of the columns. I just have to select few columns, then I have to just drag the those values. If I drag those values, selected values, it will be filling the next row columns values. So here autofill, I have entered few columns like 1, 2, 3, 4, and I have selected another 5 rows I want to fill. So what I have to do, I have to select the 1, 2, 3, 4 cells value, then I have to just drag on the right side of I can just hold my mouse and I have to just drag after 4 value. If I just drag my mouse, I will be able to get the other values like 5, 6, 7, and 8, 9. So these values I will be able to get after number 4. So these will be put it in one column. So in the same way, you can do it for the rows. Autofill is also one of the feature which allows you to quickly fill the cells with a repetitive or sequential data such as chronological dates or numbers and repeated text. So suppose I want to fill the month name, January, February, March, April, January to December I want to fill. So I just enter January, February, March. Then I didn't write. So what I can do, I just have to select these January to March values. Then I have to just hold my mouse after March column. Then I have to just drag it. So till where I am dragging my mouse, I will be getting the values of those columns. So if it is dragged till December, then I will be getting the values till December. If I drag beyond December value, then it will be repeating like January. Again, it will begin January, February, March. So it will be repeating January to December again. If I drag it more, then I will get the third time January to December. So this is about how we can do it for the character. We can do it for the numbers. I just take the example of 1, 2, 3. You can do it with any numbers like 100, 200, 300. If you want to fill the values with the difference of 100, 50, 10, 2, 1 or anything, you can fill it. But only the thing is the uniform filling it will do. If it is your first number, second number difference are to 100, then it will do the same way like 100-100 differentiation it will give for the next numbers. So you can do it for the dates also. So autofill can also be used to copy the functions. You can also alter the text and numbers with this feature. Auto shapes, this is one of the toolbar. You can see it on your interface. This auto shapes toolbar will allow you to draw a number of geometrical shapes or arrows, flowchart elements, stars and more. So you can use this auto shapes feature and you can take any type of shapes. So you can use those shapes in your chart sheet where you can fill the shapes. Next, wizard. It guides you to work effectively while you work by displaying various helpful tips and techniques based on what you are doing. And next is drag and drop feature. It will help you to reposition the data and text by simply dragging the data with the help of mouse. The other feature is charts. Charts will help you in presenting a graphical representation of your data in the form of pie chart, bar chart, line chart and more. So there are different types of charts are there that you can refer it in your lesson number 8. Pivot table flips and sums the data in seconds and allows you to perform data analysis and generating the reports like periodic financial statements, statistical reports. So you can also analyze the complex data relationships graphically. The next is shortcut menus. The commands that are appropriate to the task that you are doing will appear by clicking the right mouse button. So this is about the features of spreadsheet. Learners, till now we discussed about what is worksheet and what is spreadsheet, how we can have the information, and we have discussed about the features of worksheet. So now, when we say the worksheet, large sheet which will be having the information in the forms of like in the grid of rows and columns. You can enter the information. The letters and the numbers of the columns and rows are displayed in gray buttons across the top and left side of the worksheet. The intersection of a row and column is called a cell. Each cell on a spreadsheet has a cell address, that is the column letter and the row number. Cells can contain the text, numbers or mathematical formulas. So you can imagine it is a large table where you will be entering the information. Now we will be discussing about how to insert a new worksheet. To insert a new worksheet, what you have to do, you have to just click on the sheet tab, which is if you click on the insert worksheet tab, which is next to the sheet 3. So by default there will be three sheets, like sheet 1, sheet 2, sheet 3. I'm talking about Microsoft 2007 version. If you have any other higher version, the look will be different and the features will be remaining same, but still you might have to by default in 2007 you will be having three worksheets, but in other versions you may not be having, or you might be having less number of worksheets. So you can just check it after sheet number 3 in 2007 version. There will be a small icon, so that is called insert worksheet tab icon. So if you click on that, you will be getting another worksheet. So this tab will help you to add a new worksheet. And if you want to rename the particular worksheet, you can just right click on the sheet name and you can choose the pop-up menu. From there you can choose rename option. If you click on rename, it will be highlighting the name of the sheet. By default the sheet name will be sheet 4, but if you want, you can change the sheet new inserted sheet. In the same way, you can rename the sheet 1, sheet 2, sheet 3. Only the thing is that you have to just right click on the particular worksheet and you have to choose the option rename. So once you have chosen the rename, it will be giving you an option for changing the name of the worksheet. To insert a new worksheet, we saw there is a tab like insert worksheet tab. Can click on the insert option from the pop-up menu. From there you can click the option insert worksheet. So this is about how to insert a new worksheet, how to rename the worksheet. Now when you started to work on the spreadsheet, how you will be doing, you have to just click on the Microsoft start button, you have to click, then you have to choose the Microsoft Office, then from there you can choose the option Microsoft Excel. The 2007 we are talking, so I can choose that particular version. If you are having the higher version, you can choose that particular version. Then once you have clicked Microsoft 2007, it will be opening a blank new worksheet. It will be created. If you want to create a new worksheet, you can click on file menu, then you can click on the office button, then you can choose the option new, or if you are having the older version, then you have to use the file menu. Then once you click the new blank worksheet will be there. In the same way for opening, we can use open option, we can click, or you can click on the button control key plus O key. If you click, then you open dialog box will appear. From there we can choose the file which you want to open. For saving, it is simple, you can click on control S, or you can click on save button. From the quick access toolbar, you can click on the save button. The save dialog box will appear. From there we can give the name of the particular worksheet. So if you want to save the worksheet in any name you can give, then by default it will be saved with an extension .xls. So this is about the basic task of how to create a new worksheet, how to save the worksheet, how to open the existing worksheet. You can enter any number, any kinds of data you can enter in your worksheet. You can enter numbers, text, date and time. The numbers, it can be from the entire range of numerical values. Whole numbers you can use. You can use decimal numbers, scientific notations you can use. See, Excel displays the scientific notation automatically if you enter a number that is too long to be viewed in its entirely in a cell. So if you enter a very big number, it will start to display the numbers in the form of like hash symbols will be displayed. If you widen the column that contains the cell with the above signs, like hash signs, if it is there, if you just widen the particular column, then you will be able to read the whole number. Next, first to display the text, like first select the cell in which the data has to be entered, and you can start to type the text data. If you press enter key, then it will be considered that the text entry for the particular cell is finished, so it will go to the next cell. If you have numbers to be treated as text, then we can use apostrophe as the first character. So we cannot do calculations with this type of data entry because the number has been considered as a text now. So you can enter the date and time. When you enter the dates and times, Excel converts these entries into serial numbers and kept as background information. However, the dates and times will be displayed to you on the worksheet in a format opted by you. So you can change the style of your dates and time. You can just simply click on the particular column. Then you can right-click the particular column and you can choose the option of formatting. Then you can choose the options like date formatting. So if you click on the date, then it will be giving the options of different date and time options will be there. As Indians, we always use day, then month, then year. That style we will use. But in Western countries, they will be using month first, then after the day, then the year will be printed. So, and even sometimes we want to display our year in two-digit format. The last two digits we want to display. Sometimes we want to display the year in whole four digits we want to use. So, you can use any type of style which you want to use it. And this is about how to format the date and time. Then the data in series also you can use. You can fill a range of cells either with the same value or with a series of values with the help of autofill. For editing, you can just simply select the particular cell and you can press F2 button. Then you can start to edit the data. If you use backspace key, the entries will be deleted. If if I'm keeping the cursor at the end and I'm using the backspace key on the particular cell, then it will delete all the values. If my cursor is in between of the particular text and if I use backspace, only the left content from the cursor point, so wherever the cursor is pushing from there, it will be deleting the content only on the left side. If I use delete key button, the content after the cursor key, that will be deleted. That is, right side of the cursor key will be content will be deleted. So if you want to clear the contents of the cell, we can select the cell and we can press delete key. And if you want to get back to the previous entry, we can click on undo button, or we can or we can click on the edit and undo command we can give. Otherwise, we can use the options control key plus Z key. When we talk about cell references are it contains the column number and row number. Suppose it is in A8, this is my cell, then it is considered like A is my column number and my row number is 8. So each worksheet contains a number of columns and rows. Each cell of the worksheet has a unique reference. For example, the A8 cell which we refer is called, it contains A column and 8th row. So if you push in both these A and 8th row, then you will get the A8 cell. To find and replace any data in the worksheet, we can use find and replace command. For find and replace command, you can use the home tab. From there, you can choose the option find. From there, we can find out find and replace. So this find and replace will help us to find some particular text and replace that particular text with another text. So whatever I want to find, I have to give it on the find box, and whatever the text I want to get it replaced, then I have to give it in the replace box. So once I given find information and replace information, and if I click on replace command, which is comes in the separate dialog box, find and replace will open. A find and replace dialog box will appear. There I will be giving find what information and replace with option. So whatever the text which I want to find it on the particular text, that will be searched. If I want to replace that text with another text, that new text will be given in the replace box. If we click replace option, which is comes in the particular dialog box, only the particular text. It is that one portion text will be replaced. There is an option called replace all. So wherever the word which I was searched, suppose I have searched the information edit in my document, I want to find the word edit and I want to replace that word with modify. So what it will do, it will find out how many places the edit is there. So if I click replace option there, only on one particular place the text will be replaced. If I click replace all, in the entire spreadsheet, wherever the word edit was appeared, that text will be replaced by the new word, that is modify. This will be applicable for the numerical data also. I can replace some number with another number. I can replace some text with another text. I can replace some date with another date. I can replace the time with another time. So only the thing is that I have to give it in the proper way which I am expecting. So if you give extra space also, that will be considered and it will be searched with extra space. If that that particular text is not available, then it will be, I will be getting a message that the text is not available in this particular document. So this is about how to do the find and replace. Next, how to insert the cell. To insert a blank cell, we can click on the home tab, then we can click on the cells group. Then we have to click the arrow next to insert and then click insert cells. You can also right click the selected cells and then click insert cells on the shortcut menu. The insert dialog box, click the direction in which you want to shift the surrounding cells will be appear. So this way we can insert. For inserting the rows, what you can do, you can just simply select one row and then after that you can just click right click the cursor, then you will be getting an option for insert. So in a new row will be inserted. In the same way, you can just select one column, then you can right click and you can choose the option insert. This is another way of inserting the rows and columns. For deleting the rows and columns, we can click on the home tab. In the sales group, we can choose the option delete. So it will be option giving the option like delete rows or delete columns, delete. So we have to click on the particular option. If I want to delete the rows, then I have to choose delete sheet rows. If I want to delete columns, I have to choose delete sheet columns. If you are deleting a cell or a range of cells, in the delete box, we have to click shift cells left, shift cells up, entire row or entire column. So you can choose any option. You can also resize the rows and columns. We can set a particular, there will be a standard size will be there. If you want to change the size of your rows and columns, you can do that. You can simply drag your column or you can simply drag your rows and you can get the different width. Or if you want to do it manually, you can click on the home tab. In the sales group, we can click format. Under the cell size, we can click column width. In the column width box, type the value that you want to display. Then change the column width to fit the contents. We can select the column or columns that you want to change. On the home tab, we can click on the cells group. We can click format. Under the cell size, we can click auto fit column width. So this is about how to resize the rows and column, row size and column width. And to set a row to a specific height, we can click on the home tab, then we have to click on cells group, then we have to click on the format. Under the cell size, we have to click the row height. In the row height box, we have to type the value that you want to change. The same way, you can modify the row height. To copy the entire cells or to move the entire cells, there are two different things. For copying the entire cell means I will be having the same information in more than one place. For that, I have to select some set of cells which I want to copy. Then I have to select and I have to choose the option Control C. And I can, wherever I want to place it, I can just click on the particular cell. Then I have to choose the option Paste. For moving the cells, what we can do, we can choose the option Cut. So here in the original place, the text will be removed. In the destination new place, the text will be appear. So it will be removed in one particular place. Then we can, wherever you want to place it, in that particular place, you can keep your cursor and you can choose the option Paste. So the text initially where it was in that particular place, that content will not be available. In the new place, the text will be available. So this is the difference between move or copy. So here, in moving, the text will be not available in the existing place. It will be available in the new destination places. In copy place, it will be available in the original place as well as it will be available in the other new places. And sometimes it used to happen that when you are working on a large worksheet with columns and row headings, those headings will disappear as the worksheet is scrolled by. So here, if you use the free span feature, the headings can be visible at all the time. So what you can do, you can just keep that columns will be fixed on that particular row, the column heading or the row heading will be fixed. If you just move your cursor up and down, you will be able to see the headings. Or if you kept your rows, if you kept your columns as your free spans, then if you just scroll on your left and right of your, if you move your cursor horizontal toolbar, you will be able to see your headings. So the column headings or the row headings will be visible even if you are working on a large worksheet. It used to happen when you're working on a large worksheet, the name of the column you may not be remembering because since it contains a lot of data, so you just want to refer what was the column and what was the value it was displayed. It might be an employee salary where you will be having different employee salary has been entered in particular worksheet. You just want to compare or find out what one particular employee's pay, how much he's getting, what was his house rent allowance, what was his DNS allowance, what was his travel allowance. So there might be a different columns. So if these columns are not appearing, then you might not be understanding what was the particular amount is referring to, which category it is, which section it was. So just want to understand what was the content related to a particular heading. You just want to fix the rows. So you can also undo, you can unfreeze these pans. For that, you can just click on, the particular view tab. You can click, then from the view tab, we can click on the window group on the ribbon. Then we can choose the option freeze pans. In that, there will be an option called unfreeze pans. So now all the rows or columns that was fixed, that will be unlocked. It will give you an unlock all rows and columns to scroll through the entire worksheet. So all the rows and columns will be in the normal. So if you move, if you are working on a large worksheet, you will not be able to see the row headings or the column headings. If you are working on a small worksheet, it is there will not be any issue. You will be able to see the entire content on your single screen. We can also give the page break. To set the page breaks within the worksheet, we can select the row which you want to appear just below the page break by clicking the rows label, then choose the page layout, then we can select the group, set up the group, then break option you can give, then we have to click on input page break. So Excel will start a new page from the row selected, and we can also set up our pages. We can choose the orientation option. From there we can choose what type of page we want. Then we can click on the page layout option. In the page layout option, we can choose the normal size of our page. If you want, you can fix it on custom margin. You can click on the custom margin. Then we can set up the margins. And this is about how to set up the page. Before taking any printout on your worksheet, you just want to find out whether the content can be printed on the single worksheet, how your printout will come. So for that, first you have to do the print preview. For that, what you have to do, you have to just click on the office button, then we have to choose select print, then we have to click on the print preview option. Once you click on the print preview option, you will be able to see the image, the content on your screen, and there will be fixed margins will be there. So if you want to move or reduce your margins, you can do it. Some of the columns are left out or it's going on then a new page, you can just scroll them and put it in one particular place. So there you will be able to see how your printed image will appear. After that, you can click on the print command and the image or the text which you want to take it print out. So that will be, as how you saw it in print preview option, the same way you will be able to get the printout. learners, till now we discussed about basics of spreadsheets. In that we discussed about how to create the file, save the file, open the file. Then we also discussed about how to do the, how to enter the information, how to do, moving or copying the cells. Then how we can do the find and replace option, how to freeze the pans of our rows and columns when you're working on a large worksheet. Then we also discussed about how to set up the page, how to do the print preview option. I hope you got a clear picture about how you can work on the basics of spreadsheet. Thank you so much for listening.